Joining me is Stephen Ferris, international rugby player and longtime member of Royal Portrush. Stephen, thanks so much for being on Talking Golf.
Oh, thanks very much for having me on. It's a pleasure. We're in for a great, obviously, big day with the golf, and it's been an awesome week. The build up over the last year, a couple of years, has been unreal. So yeah, I've been a member since 2015, so 10 years now. And yeah, it's been an absolute privilege to be a member of Royal Portrush, and it's great to see the Open come to such a spectacular golf course, such a great town. My wife is a local girl as well, from Portrush, and yeah, I just can't wait to get going and see some of these amazing golfers that I've already seen a few, obviously, but I can't wait to see them in the heat of battle, battle it out on Sunday.
What's it like to be a member at Royal Portrush? How special is that?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah, I suppose back in 2015, I retired from international rugby back in 2014, through a few injuries. Retired young and always loved my golf, but never really had the time to play. And then obviously hanging up the boots, I needed something to get my appetite going and a little bit more competitive edge. And yeah, just get stuck into the golf. So Wilma Erskine, who was the general manager at the time, I'm sure you know Wilma, Anne.
Absolutely. I love Wilma. She's a power woman there and really was responsible for the Open Championship going to Royal Portrush, what, in 2019?
Yeah, she was, and she's now one of the directors. I think it's Valor Group, which they run the new Dunluce Lodge, which is along the fourth fairway. So anybody that's listening to this and see some of the pictures of Royal Portrush during the Open, you'll see a huge big house on the right, which is owned by Portrush. So that's called the Rosses. And then the next one along is in like a 9-acre site. It was an old house, actually owned by a member, and it was demolished and made into a spectacular, I think it's 35-bedroom sort of boutique hotel, which I believe Rory McIlroy is staying in this week. It's kind of got its own wing as well. And yeah, it's an unbelievable spot. So she has been the mastermind behind that project, and obviously the mastermind behind the 2019 Open as well, which was just such a huge, huge success. So yeah, she was the one that gave me the nudge on back in 2014, when I retired, to say, look, Stevie, you might not get too many more opportunities to try and get your foot in the door here at Royal Portrush to become a member. And so I obviously know a lot of people around the club, a lot of members, a lot of people with a bit of say, and I was able to meet the right people and put a good foot forward. And thankfully my application was accepted. And yeah, that was back in 2015. But it's not a stuffy club. People just think because there's a Royal before the name Portrush that automatically, you're just going to see people walking around with blazers and ties, and everybody is very much relaxed. And we open our arms to visitors who are coming in from all across the world. And yeah, it's good to chat to some of those over the last number of years.
Well, I know you've been following some of the Irish, so what's it been like all week?
Yeah, like obviously Rory had a good run last week in the Scottish Open. It wasn't to be for him on the Sunday, but he has come in good form. Obviously Tom McKibben, who won the live event as well with his side, John Rahm, obviously the captain of that team, and he's coming in with great form. Darren Clark, and obviously the former Open Royal Portrush champion, you could say that, and Shane Lowry. So those four guys have been watching so closely, not only over this week but over the last, like, 10 years. Shane Lowry, he used to practice. I think he actually lived at Carton House as well, which is a hotel, lovely golf courses as well. There's a Montgomery course and an O'Meara course there, just outside Dublin, and close to a place called Maynooth. So if any of your listeners or viewers a spectacular golf course, bunkers everywhere, pretty difficult. But that's where he used to practice, and that's where I was based when I played for the Ireland rugby team. So anytime we had a free evening or free half an hour on, we used to nip up to the driving range, hit a few balls, and of course we'd maybe bump into Sheehan, who was practicing, and that's when he was first starting out. I mean, like, we're talking here. Jeez, I'm nearly 40, so I would have been nearly 20 years ago, 18, 19, 20 years ago. So that's when he was sort of just making his breakthrough as well. And such a down-to-earth guy, and I've got to know him a little bit, obviously, over the years. Rory McIlroy, who used to spend a bit of time with some of the rugby lads when he was growing up. And obviously, everybody goes their separate ways in different directions. They both now live on the other side of the world. So it'll be, good to nod the head at them on Sunday when they take the course, and hopefully one of the Irish boys can get the job done.
What was it like for you and the members at Royal Portrush, really all of Northern Ireland and Ireland, when Shane Lowry lifted the Cleric jug the last time Royal Portrush hosted the Open Championship?
It was just surreal, I think. I think obviously Royal Portrush is in the north of Ireland, but there were so many people who came from the south of Ireland to watch the Open. Obviously from Dublin to Portrush, you're maybe talking 3 hour drive max. And it's good roads, motorway the whole way. So it's a pretty easy commute for a lot of fans to come up, even as far as Cork. You're maybe talking 5 hours in a car. But if you're up for a few days, it's pretty handy. But yeah, it was absolutely sensational the way he went about his business. Obviously getting the course record, shooting some unreal scores. The putter was hot. The fans got right behind him. And I think because Rory missed the cut, it even more so, everybody got behind Shane. And I brought my dad to one of the practice days. I think it was on the Tuesday, and we walked up to the 13th hole, which is a little par three. Well, it's not little, it's about 180, 90 yards. And we went up and we sat in the stand, and Tyrrell Hatton come up, and a couple other guys come up. And I'd played with Tyrrell Hatton in the Irish Open Pro-Am at Port Stewart a couple of years ago, so or a couple of years previous to that. So I was chatting away to him and just saying hello. And yeah, he stood up and hit his shot and went straight into the hole for a hole in one. And I was like, what is going on? This is crazy. And like, this was my dad's first time watching live golf. And the first shot he sees
Oh
is
my
Tyrrell
gosh.
Hatton hitting a hole in one. So we walk down and we go to the 14th tee. We're standing on the 14th tee, and Shane Lowry was in the group behind. And Shane Lowry come up. And he said hello, we shook hands, and I introduced him to my dad. And he bombed one off the 14th tee, which is a difficult tee shot. And it's just something right there and then said, geez, he loves his links golf. He's in the groove. This is on a Tuesday. And he is a hungry guy. Like, he is ferociously competitive. Obviously, that comes out in his game, a bit like Tyrrell Hatton and a bit like some of the other guys that maybe show up sometimes and people's opinions, a little bit too much emotion, but I think it's only a good thing for the game. So yeah, it was just a little anecdote there of meeting Shane and Tyrrell Hatton with a hole in one on the practice day on the Tuesday. So yeah, it was quality.
What a special memory. What do you think it would mean to Rory McIlroy to win an Open Championship, gosh, at Royal Portrush? How special would that be?
Yeah, it would just be ridiculous. So special. He held the course record, obviously, in the old setup of the golf course. If nobody knows the Valley Links, which is a spectacular golf course, also, which runs alongside Royal Portrush, the Dunluce course. There was a couple of holes sort of taken out of that to make two new holes for the Dunluce course. A monster of a par five. I think it's around 600 yards. At the minute, the seventh hole, which is beautiful, really well carved into the landscape, and then the eighth hole, which comes back on itself with a pretty treacherous green. Those holes were taken out. So, yeah, the landscape has changed over the years at Royal Portrush with the two courses, but it's a golf course which is going to prove tricky. But the wind needs to blow more, and if Rory McIlroy was able to, get the job done on Sunday afternoon. amongst, his home fans, where he's played so much golf, and even go as far to say breaking Shane Lowry's course record just to get that back again. That would be absolutely incredible. And he's playing some good golf, so why can't it happen, eh?
So many spectators. I mean, topping a record, right? Breaking the record. It's the biggest sporting event in all of Northern Ireland ever.
Yeah, it sure is. There's another sporting event that comes to Portrush every single year. It's called the Northwest 200, the motorbikes, and it's a huge event. You're maybe getting 200,000 people coming for one day, and that's on a Saturday. Yes, the event runs the whole way through the week, but there's maybe only 20,000, 30,000 here and there, spread around along the track. And I think the track is nearly 10 miles long, so it's not like it's confined to one area where the atmosphere is just going to be electric all the time. And the doors open so early, like people are going to be getting in there, getting themselves a quiet beer, bringing family, enjoying the festivities. There's live music on everywhere. There's hospitality everywhere, so it's just such a big event. And obviously the horseshoe sort of grandstand around the 18th have now got the spider cam in, which is the first time for an open ever, so I can't wait to see some of the images that come from that for the broadcaster. So it's just such a huge event. It's taken over the whole of Portrush, the whole, like, even getting accommodation and stuff, it is pretty difficult. But thankfully, my wife is from the area, and we have a house up there, and it's not too far away from the course, so we'll be able to walk around for a few more days. I look forward to teeing it up, hopefully next week at some stage once the open's been and gone.
So can you not, a lot of times when these clubs host, major championships, you can't play for a couple of weeks, right? So what's it been like for a member at Royal Portrush? Have you been able to play, or do they just cut off all play for at least a week or two?
Yeah, I think it was more or less 10 days before the first practice day, which was yesterday, or sorry, last Sunday. So I think, yeah, members couldn't play after that. Previous to that, and there was a few like hotspot areas where members brought a mat, just like say the first hole, which if most of the pros knock it over the bunkers with a driver, then there's just a hotspot area where there'll be loads and loads of divots. Then we would bring a mat and just use a mat so that the members didn't put another couple of hundred divots around the same area in the weeks leading up to the open. So yeah, they were very cute about that. But I'm going to be honest, the course leading up to the open was immaculate. Like the greens have been the best I've ever seen them, the best I've ever putted on at Royal Portrush. Like glass really quick as well, because some of the good weather that we had earlier on in at the end of May, they were running so quick. But I disappeared on holiday for a few weeks, so I didn't get to play it right bang when everything was completed, like 11 days before it was closed up. But I intend to try and get out over the next week or two and experience what some of the players have felt over this week. And yeah, it's a privilege obviously to play it, and I'm not sure I'll be shooting anything under par like they will. But yeah, it's just a quality occasion, and it's so good for not only for Royal Portrush but obviously for the whole tourism as well of Northern Ireland, and what it has to offer, because there's so much around the North Coast with the Jan's Causeway, the Rope Bridge, and the history around there. They've got Musselin Temple, you've got unbelievable golf courses in Port Stewart, Castle Rock, the Valley Links course, as I said, which is Portrush's second course. You've Ballycastle, you've Donegal, which is only up the road, with St Patrick's and Ballyliffin. Like I could just keep going on and on and on with the amount of amazing, beautiful links courses that we have within such a small proximity. So yeah, it's unbelievable being a member of such a great course, and I look forward to continuing on that in the coming years.
I tell you, it's an abundance of riches in Ireland and Northern Ireland. There's so many great golf courses. I mean, if you love golf, it's golf heaven, right?
It's golf heaven. It is. I'm very lucky to have a couple of close friends who are members of Royal County Down, which is obviously been voted number one course for in the world for quite some time. So I get to play it maybe two or three times a year, and it is also spectacular. But something, I think Royal Portrush for somebody like me who's a 10 handicap golfer, it's just a little bit too difficult for me, especially when the wind's blowing. And a lot of blind tee shots. And I don't get me wrong, I enjoy it every single time I play it, and it is without a shadow of a doubt worth playing. But Royal Portrush is a little bit easier, and you even seen that with the Irish Open, that was played at Royal County down there, not so long ago, when Rory McIlroy nearly made that incredible comeback with the drive down the last and the 7 iron about 10 feet to force a playoff. But yeah, Portrush is just a little bit easier. Port Stewart the same, and it definitely suits my golf that I can spread a wee bit more. But yeah, we're so many great golf courses, and you can go the whole way down the coast. Arglass, who I know you know very well, with Paul Vaughan big down there. They have an incredible setup. They've pumped a lot of money into it, made a lot of course changes. Some of the best par threes in the world, hands down. Hitting out into the Irish Sea with a 40 mile an hour wind is something to behold. So, yeah, and then you have a couple of obviously cracking courses around Belfast. You have Malone Golf Club. You have Beaver Park Golf Course. You have Galgorm Castle, which hosts the NI Open quite regularly. So lots of really good parkland courses as well to back up the world-class links.
Stephen Ferris, you could be an ambassador for golf in Northern Ireland and Ireland. What a pleasure to talk to you. Enjoy the final round of the Open
You.
Championship here at Royal Portrush. And boy, let's get out and play after the championship.
Thank you so much for having me on. Really appreciate it. And let's hope an Irishman can win the Open this year. Cheers.
Cheers. Thanks so much, Stephen Ferris, international rugby star. Thank you.